program is not going to cost USAID a lot, probably less than $250,000 a year, and probably much less than that until all the applications have been received and processed. We won't know for sure. But if that retains one employee, a professional employee that would end up being posted overseas, they've already saved money, which is an incredible thing that people don't realize. USAID was not only looking at the fact that retention of employees is number one right now because of the tremendous cost of recruiting, training, and hiring new employees and posting them in USAID's case overseas in many cases. The fact that they were looking at other things like employee satisfaction, which is another part of retention. When surveys are done every year of agencies, USAID is nowhere near the top and, in fact, dropped last year. So they have implemented this as part of a entire staff care program, which will include many other features that employees can utilize.
USAID has a high percentage of its employees who are actually abroad. Does this child care subsidy program take that into account? In other words, is it something that might be able to move with employees when, say, they're stationed one place for 3 years, then another place and so forth? Or is it only if they're here in the United States?
Today, in the first month of the kickoff, it is domestic only, but that will change very shortly. We're waiting for some guidance on OPM. From OPM, there is a couple issues relating to valid licensing overseas, currency exchange, and those kind of things. But AID has committed to expanding this program worldwide. And in fact, that's one of the areas that we're most interested in because employees overseas, they have a lot of issues dealing with family issues, depending on where they're posted, the availability of services. And they think this is going to go a long, long way to improve employee satisfaction for those posted overseas. And so this will be the first international program. And we hope from there to expand it to other agencies. Like, we have a program for the State Department, which is domestic only right now. They say if we can make the AID program work overseas, that the State Department will expand to their overseas employees as well.
So a lot of this information is on the Office of Personnel Management's website, but can you just tell me in a real 30 seconds or less, how does the child care subsidy program work in general?
Absolutely. It was over a decade ago that Congress authorized agencies to use appropriated funds to provide child care subsidy programs to their lower-income federal employees. The agency itself gets to define who is a lower-income employee, and the payments are made directly to the child care providers on behalf of the employees for those that qualify. So these are lower-graded, lower-paid employees. Most often they are single parents, and cost of child care puts a significant dent in their ability to pay their other bills. In many cases, I think it's the only way that a single parent with two young children could afford to work, or certainly to afford to work for the federal government. Agencies are not required to have the program.
In light of a lot of the talk we've been hearing about recently, cuts to retirement benefits being proposed on Capitol Hill, a continued pay freeze, is there any sign that agencies actually are paying more attention to these benefits like the child care subsidy that perhaps seem a bit small but become more important because they're not able to offer some of the other things?
I have, other than the new USAID programs with their staff care program, including the child care subsidy, I haven't seen a tremendous amount of evidence of that. I think a lot of agencies are figuring out how they're going to survive and how many people they're going to have to lay off. And unfortunately are not paying enough attention to just this kind of thing. What can we do to help improve employee satisfaction, improve commitment to our agencies, improve our efficiencies?
Any sort of tangible results in terms of productivity or retention rates, anything like that that you can point to in terms of numbers?
If you compare the agencies that have programs, and particularly those that have effective programs, with the employee satisfaction surveys every year, you will see that out of the top 10 agencies of employee satisfaction, at least 7 of those every year have child care subsidy programs. I think 5 years ago now, we started a child care subsidy program for the National Institutes of Health, NIH. They surveyed their employees after the first year, and the responses they got from their employees were absolutely incredible in terms of how it made them love working for NIH. It made their commitment to their job so much greater to know that the agency cared. And in many cases, it made it possible for, literally, for the employees to eat good meals because childcare is so expensive right now.